ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
From hell saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a brother's crown. He wraps you in his goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You are always young in his presence. Some of us have that testimony. God makes everything come out right. He put victims on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work. It's a privilege to be alive, and it's a privilege to be living your life aligning to God's purpose for your life. And he opened up his plans to Israel. I'm just stirring your heart this morning. Paul also admonished in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. You can keep the Message translation, Ephesians 5. 18 to 20, Ephesians 5. Said, don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge draughts of Him. If you are drunk in the Spirit, this is what happens. You sing hymns. Instead of drinking songs, sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father, in the name of our Master, Jesus Christ. Any excuse, sing. I've told you before. I mean, my grandmother, when he was alive, when you say, Mama, I want to share the testimony of God. She has not heard the testimony. She's already dancing. And she holds the wrapper like that. And you know all those Saturday or showing on that Sunday. But hey, every excuse to sing. Every excuse to sing. Every excuse to sing. Every excuse. People will ram into my car. Eh? They've done it so many times in this city. The first thing that comes out of my mouth, I move my body. I say, Lord, I thank you. Sometimes I don't even go and check. That's the truth. What our life don't check, but you want Bamato je. Lord, I thank you. And that because most time when you go and check, you just expend unnecessary energy. When you see the person you are checking, he's already prostrating on the floor. So do you want to carry him and put him in your car? Gratitude helps us to break the big rocks of break into pieces, shred into pieces the big rocks of life. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible talks about something. It said, always, always, giving thanks always. It means a continued posture. Whether you feel like it or not. And what is the coverage of our thanksgiving? It said, for all things. Romans 8:28 in the Message. Romans 8:28 talks about the coverage. Romans 8:28, he said, that's why we can be so sure that every detail of our lives of love for God is worked into what? For all things, it means that our thanksgiving must be consistent in every situation, whether it's battles or it's a trial, whether we are enjoying victory, whether we are enjoying triumph, whether we are experiencing failure or we are enjoying success, or whether we are experiencing disappointment or enjoying appointment, We must thank God, not for the good and not for the bad thing, but thanking him that is with us, even though in those bad moments. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. We are not thanking for the bad things. We are thanking him for his presence, even in the midst of the disappointment. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, we do it in Message. We also do it in TPT. 1 Thessalonians 5. Say, be cheerful no matter what. Please let me admonish your neighbor just for one moment. One, two, three, go. You've gone ahead of me. Just that sentence. Be cheerful no matter what. Admonish them again. Some of us are not looking at our neighbor. When you are charging someone, you look straight into their eyes. Can I teach you a song that you can teach your neighbor this morning? Don't worry. Be cheerful no matter what. I used to hear it in the time past, but it's not in this age. You know, some people don't come to church because they don't have new dress. I don't hear it anymore, but I've been around church for the past 25 years of my life. So I know as a pastor, when you ask people, you say, I have nothing to wear. Ah. And usually my response is that I said, pack all the present things that you have and give them out. That's a higher life to live. Let's do TPT of the same verse. Let joy be your what? He didn't say happiness. He said joy. You are a believer in Christ, and joy is one of the products, the outcome that the Holy Spirit is living in your heart. He said, let joy be your continual feast. Make your life, what? Not a project, a prayer. You know, some of us, we enjoy people just coming to say, Opele, don't worry. And not, make your life a prayer. In other words, let the testimony of God in your life, let it stir somebody else that I want to be like Haki. Make your life the way you live. If joy is your continual feast, people will say, what is the secret? So your life becomes a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you, not outside, but in Christ Jesus. How do you grow in thanksgiving? Three things. Number one, pay attention to the word of God. Pay attention to the word of God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 17. If you can give it to me quickly in the message. Pay attention to the word of God. When people don't have anything to thank God for, it's because they have lost sight of his promises, which are yes and amen. He said, Colossians chapter 3, please, verses 15 to 17. Colossians 3. He said, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. Cultivate what? Thankfulness. Verse 16. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good what? Common sense, which is not common. And sing your heart out to the Lord. Let every detail of your lives, words, action, whatever be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step on the way. The promises of God are in His word. Our inheritance is in His word. So when we pay attention to the word, we know what we have in Christ Jesus. And then we can grow in thanksgiving. All the promises of God, they are yes for us and amen for us in Christ Jesus. Secondly, learn to daily count your blessings and not your many unresolved problems. Learn to daily count your blessings. Learn to daily count your blessings. You have many things that you can thank God for. Learn to daily thank your blessings. Count it, not your many unresolved problems. Focus on what you have. And what do you have? You have life. That's the number one thing that you have. You have life. You have health. You have family. You have life. You have health. You have family. I have people who I know at this season who are in their hospital beds. I have one, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on my. And in our discussion, nobody talks about Christmas. Nobody talks about catching a movie over this Christmas period. The main consideration is, I want to get well. Nobody told me about any business proposal that they were working on. One important thing that is anyone who is sick, it is health. And here you are today, you have health, you have life. So you must grow in thanksgiving. I said to people a lot, we encourage you to set goals. But hey, if you look at 2019 and you set 10 goals and only 2 came to pass, is your goal. Carry the 8 to 2020. But be mindful of the 2 that God helped you through. Thirdly, always learn to start again. Always learn. It's an art. Always learn to start again, whether you want to bounce back. Always learn it. A lot of people just complain, and then they go into ungratefulness, and then their minds are blocked. It's not open to miracle, but you, after all said and done, learn to always start again. Thanksgiving helps us to see the good in every situation and helps us to develop renewed hope. I read this up. Even medically, it's been proven that when people learn to express gratitude, it literally changes the molecular structure of their brain. It keeps the gray matter functioning, which helps us to become more healthier and happier. That's even medicine. When people can learn the art of gratitude, it keeps the molecular structure of your brain. It keeps it well. And then it keeps the great matter there functioning, which makes you healthier and better. And you know, one of the things that we do when we complain, you hear it a lot. And I hate it as an habit. You can't be around me and be doing it. You can't be around me. Because whatever you are doing, there is a greater prospect, a greater opportunity, potential of greater things. If you can just step back and say, Lord, I thank you. I'm in this phase. I'm in this season of my life. What are you saying to me? It's different from somebody say, why is my own like this? Your own will be like that if you don't switch frequency. Because there are many people who are saying, why is their own like that? And God is focusing on those who say, Lord, I thank you for victory in the past. I thank you for the victory of the moment. And I thank you for the victory of the future. It's an attitude. What we call business idea or businesses or ideas or things that we see around us, there are problems, isn't it? But 2 people are looking at that same problem. One sees solution, the other one sees problem and hardship. So the one who sees solution have an idea on how to resolve that problem. And he creates value around that problem. And then, prosperity comes to that person because that person can see the problem, but in the problem, he can also see what? The solution. David saw the solution of the victory of Israel in that relationship with God. And when he saw Goliath, he matched the sovereignty of his God to that problem that was confronting the whole country. What is the different perspective? The disciple, they said, oh, this, even if we put a year's wages of all the people here together, he can't buy these people food. Jesus said, oh, so what are we going to do? He asked them, but the Bible recorded that he himself knew what he wanted to do. And they collected that boy's lunch pack. And then it was multiplied. And then at the end of the multiplication, they had 12 baskets. And so he had to give each one to the disciple so that they can send back home and say, and they can tell their family, we have followed Jesus. So one basket. Praise God. Let me just tell you this hope. Today, I'd like to say this, that gratitude will help you to reduce undue quest for materialism. Gratitude will help you to reduce undue quest for materialism. You know, there is that spirit in the atmosphere, in the city that we live. Lagos is a vain city. Everything is to get and get and get and get. And so people lose sight of what they have, where they are, and then what the potential in where they are. So everybody wants to get until they drop dead. So gratitude, if you have it, it will help you to reduce that spirit of materialism. You know what gratitude will do for you? It will bring contentment. And the Bible says contentment with godliness is a great gain. Why? We brought nothing to the world. And surely, we will take nothing out of this world. The few places that this has been done, crazy places that it has been done, that they bury people with chains, they bury people with dollars, they bury people with a car, somebody with a car. Some guys who needed, the living guys who needed it, went back there in the night. How can you bury somebody with dollars? Somebody is hungry. Nobody cares how dignified the burial ground is. They know, they saw it capped. Praise God. So gratitude helps us. It keeps us in check. Keeps us in check. You know, sometimes this materialism, it has dragged so many people to feel that they are less competent, to feel that they are less valuable, to feel that they are not doing anything with their lives. It has reduced people. They can't even connect with where they are. Hey, I said to you, brothers and sisters, where you are today, someone desires to be there. The three-bedroom, the duplex you are complaining about, somebody is in need of one room. So, the admonishment. Enjoy where you are. Learn to do it. To enjoy where you are. On your way to where you are going. So thanksgiving, we turn our eyes from ourselves. And we help us to cast every care upon our God. So we can see life from his seven P's. I mentioned the seven P's. Gratitude will help you turn your eyes off yourselves and cast every care on the Lord so you can see life from his seven P's. What are those P's? Personnel, principles, promises, plans, provisions, perseverance, and purpose. You see life from God's seven P's, from his person. God is faithful. Even when you deny his faithfulness, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. You You see life from his principle. He said, see thou a man who is diligent in his work. He will not serve ordinary men. He will serve king. There's a principle of hard work in the scripture. So it will help you to see life from his principle. Then from his promises. Every promise of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Then you see life from his plans. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says God. Thought of peace and not evil to give you a future and a hope. Then you see life from his provision. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. He said, I was young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. So you see life from his perseverance. He says, he will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And then you see life from his purpose. He has made all things beautiful in his time. I pray that this will change our perspective as we era 2020. If there is anything, I'd like to encourage you. Things are probably going to get tougher out there for 2020. But hey, when you learn to cultivate the art of gratitude, things will turn out good in your favor. In Jesus' precious name. Just in case you are not around, when I encourage people to start writing their plans, hey, I believe in that. I believe based on the principle of Habakkuk chapter 2, write the vision. The plan will inform your decisions, will inform your priorities. So start writing something. I you know, Nigerians, we like to just believe God for these, I don't know how to put it. We call it miracles. And we call sometimes people have tagged it 24 hours, 72 hours. God is a God of process. Sometimes you just need to write things down. And line upon line, precept upon precept, it can speed up the process, no doubt. But God is still a God of process. He's a God of principle. So what are the guides to writing your plans for 2020? Maybe 10 areas that I want you to please focus on, if you can, which is very important. Number one, your spiritual walk. What is the revealed knowledge of God that you want to have in the new year? The Bible says, add to your faith. So there are things to have, be added. Your spiritual walk. I don't know what you have as personal things you want, not to see in the new year. Some people have anger problems. Some people have whatever it is, procrastination, whatever it is. Whatever it is that is peculiar. So, your spiritual walk, the revealed knowledge of God you want to have. Second area, your relationship goals. Your relationship goals. And please, the encouragement, seek for value-based relationships. So, you might need to review your association. He who walks with the wise will become wise, but a companion of fools or NFAs shall be destroyed. Don't be deceived. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Evil communication corrupts good manner. And there are some numbers you have to delete. Yeah, I'm serious. There are some relationships that will drag you back. So if it's linked to your spiritual world, there are people you probably hang around that each time you live more guilty, more condemned. So you don't have to. Or there are people, whenever you you spin an idea, they just shoot it down. They say it's not possible. Who has done that in your family? So, your relationship goals. Thirdly, your marital goals. Are you finding a spouse? Or how to enrich your marriage if you're already married? Your marital goal, it's very important. What you want to do to invest in that. He who desires a friend must do what? Show himself friendly. Maybe you need to work on yourself. You can't be a snob and you will get a wife or you get a husband. You can't be somebody who feels is short-tempered, you won't get a husband, you won't get a wife. So, it's not cause, please. It's just natural. If I'm searching, and you blow where I am, no matter the reception, I will shut down the station. Because I need my peace of mind. Lagos is stressful. I don't want to come back home and face war of Armageddon. So, your marital goals, then your physical goals, fourth area, health and soundness. And I think if you want to research, please do. We are full of carbohydrates in terms of diet in our own part of the world. So, what is it? What is it that you want to be eating? I say this to you in all honesty. As you grow older, there are certain lifestyles that you must drop. I did something, I just didn't know. I don't usually crack bones. But on Christmas Day, was it Christmas or after Christmas? I bit into turkey. And my teeth just cracked into two. It was a boneless turkey. Sorry, sir. So, I realized. So, when I got to the dentist yesterday, he said, "Hey, sir, you have to." He said, "Go and be using cutlery and don't bite into any food anymore. Just use cutlery and tear the thing into pieces." But so I need to improve whatever I need to improve on in terms of my diet. I just need to. Hey, please, gone are the days that the sign of breakthrough is big tummy. So, you better watch your back. You know, there is a saying. They said that an elder who doesn't have pot belly is a stingy elder. So, your physical goal, health and soundness is very important. Like I encourage, walking is still the highest form of exercise. If you can swim, let it be part of it. All of us, we need to walk at this stage, especially if you live in Lagos. Lagos is, pardon my word, it's crazy. If you can live in this city, you can live anywhere in the world. If you can drive in this city, you can drive anywhere in the world. Praise God. And then fifth area, your social interaction. I just want to break it down. I don't want to lump it. Your social interaction, your friendship base, your professional association. Just look at it. What you need to do. Then sixth area, your career goals. Your career goals, the proficiency skills you need to acquire. There's something online, isn't it? You can check it. 2020 requirement requires skills in the marketplace, isn't it? Critical thinking is one of them. Problem solving is one of them. What are the other things? Relationship management. Those are top. And this, 10 years ago, they were not something. So, whatever you do, if you need to gain proficiency in all that, in that area, please get it down as your goal, your career goals. Then your business goals. If you're a business person, you have to do a detailed assessment. What is the trend in your industry? Where is it growing? Where do you need to diversify? What are other things you need to get into? Especially in our own economy, that so much is happening and is changing. So you need to also look at that. And of course, your mental goals, emotional wellness. It's been proven. I don't know how it works. Even among teenagers now, depression is becoming something around us. So, hey, your emotional wellness. And this is what I will encourage. Please make plan for retreats. Make plan for retreats. And you know, when we say retreat here, because of those of us in Christian circle, we're always thinking about fasting and prayers. No. Just make time. It may just be drive, walk around the beach. I mean, just do something that takes you out of your regular routines. So your mental goals is very important. Of course, your financial plans, how you want to handle savings, investment. If you need to talk, I mean, there are people who are good in this area. If you have friends, they can lead and guide you. And then number 10th area, your kingdom partnership. Your kingdom partnership. How many souls do you want to see added to God's kingdom in 2020? How do you want to deploy your talent, your time, your treasure to promote the kingdom of God? Please also make it as a goal for 2020. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,